How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Friends, Romans, podcast fans, this is Amani, director of Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. We wanted to thank you for listening to our dramatic epic of nonsense and political intrigue. This project has been years in the making, and it's thanks to listeners like yourself that we've been able to bring it to life. We really want to keep bringing you stories you love, so make sure to spread the word. Share, rate, review, tell your friends, tell your enemies, maybe even accost an acquaintance that you barely know at an obligatory social engagement. Let them know to listen to Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later, and follow Rusty Quill Socials for updates using hashtag Cry Havoc. While you're at it, you should consider joining the Rusty Quill Patreon, where every Friday you can get exclusive first access to our Making Of series, which includes interviews and commentary from myself, the production team, and historical experts. Are you curious about ancient Roman history? Or desperate for orgy soundscaping advice? Need tips on making murder funny? For a friend, obviously. These answers and more are coming to our companion Backstage series. Rusty Quill is a fully independent company, and your support goes a long way. That's all for now. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Hey, A bloke like you should not be in a rough neighbourhood like this.
I know, Mark. But the evidence points here, and we must follow it.
The cult of... thingy, what's it?
The cult of Mithras, yes. Banished from Parthia centuries ago, it took hold in Crete, spread west into Italy, and still goes on today.
And it's secret.
Very secret.
And rich.
Legend says that once you were in the cult, you were made for life.
So enough gold to pay off an army.
Enough gold to buy the world. And if the information I've received is correct, then the secret entrance to the temple is right here.
What? Just like that?
It's been a life's work to get this far. And my father, the first one, I mean, he devoted everything to it. I just wish he could be here now.
I'm sure he'd be proud to see you ankle deep in filth in a back alley.
Now, what did they say about the entrance? Seek ye a dog in heat.
That's disgusting. I'm not poking around this piss-stained alley looking for a horned-up dog.
No, it's a riddle. Now think, heat. Heat. Maybe a... hypocaust?
Bugger me. The sun will be up by the time we get this.
What did you say?
I said bugger me.
No. You said the sun. Yes, the sun. It's Sirius.
Very serious.
No, Sirius, the dog star. It shines during the hottest days of summer. A dog in heat. Find the dog star and we find the door.
What's that?
It's a pocket astrolabe. It tells you the position of the stars.
You just carry one around with you?
Yes. Doesn't everyone?
I just teeth.
And Sirius is... there. Which means the doorway must be... Aha!
I love puzzles, don't you?
Very dark, isn't it?
Yeah. This cult, they're not going to be weird, are they? You know, dark rituals. Unspeakable acts.
Oh, no. Nothing to worry about. Unless you believe the stories.
What stories?
Who are ye that would seek the secrets of Mithras?
I am names. But you just asked.
Descend, strangers. The temple of Mithras awaits.
After you.
Rusty Quill presents Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later. Episode 7, After Dark.
This place is...
deathly, isn't it?
No, it's lovely. Very... clean.
You don't have to be polite, Mia. It's a boring club for boring senators' wives. But at least you can always get a table.
Octavia?
Julia. Terrible shag. But her husband's summer house is something else.
Ah. Right.
I'm glad you could come. You know, a new cast member, post-rehearsal drinks. It's tradition, really.
You take out all of your new actors like this?
Well, no, not all of them.
So how are you finding going really well?
You've been with us for a few days now. What do you think?
I like it. I'm good at it. I am.
No, you are. You're wonderful.
I can't wait to do the play in front of an audience.
Ah, well, audiences. It can be rather unpredictable.
That's good, surely. That'd be no fun if you knew how it'd turn out.
Well then, to the unexpected.
The unexpected.
My, my. Isn't this cozy?
Fulvia?
Up to old tricks again, I see.
Old tricks?
Can we help you? Bury you under some rocks or something?
No, don't let me disturb you. I'm here to see a friend.
Oh, you mean you finally made one? Gosh, how enterprising.
She'll be here soon. You may have heard of her, Queen Cleopatra.
Mia! Mia, are you okay?
Yes! Sorry. I'm fine.
Oh, hey, you're Egyptian, aren't you? You must know Cleopatra. Well, maybe not. No. But I'm sure I can get her over when she arrives.
No! She's my guest. Leave her alone.
I have to leave. Now.
What? Really?
I just remembered I've got to work. That's right, an evening shift. Damn. So sorry.
Won't you even finish your drink?
Oh, sure. Holy Isis. Oh, sorry to fly. Let's do this again some other night.
Are you feeling...
Absolutely. See you at rehearsal.
Okay. That was weird.
Losing your touch, how sad.
Piss off, Fulvia. On second thoughts, allow me. I've got somewhere more interesting to be than this dump. Give my regards to Her Royal Highness. And here she is. Evening, Your Maj.
Oh, yes, evening. Your Majesty. I'm so pleased you're here. What can I get you?
Anything with some kick. I didn't cross a continent to drink salad dressing. And I didn't come here to waste time. So, what do you want?
We've been walking for ages.
Shh, he'll hear us.
Sorry, didn't mean to embarrass you in front of the cultist.
Halt! The temple lies ahead. Are ye prepared for whatsoever ordeal awaits within? Think carefully before ye answer.
Yes, I think so.
Same. Can we get on with it?
Very well. Ye may enter the Temple of Mithras. Brothers, we have with us two initiates. Hail Mithras!
Hail Mithras!
You too.
Oh, hail Mithras!
Hail Mithras.
Ye have both done well to find us, but ye must be tested further if induction to our order ye seek.
All that funny handshake stuff, is it? I've heard about people like you.
Do not take this lightly, stranger. For if ye fail, ye shall die.
Oh yeah? We'll see about that.
No, Moth, don't! am I correct that joining the cult of Mithras brings wealth and wisdom beyond all compare?
Ye are, for it does.
Mark?
All right. I'll play along. But what tests are we talking about?
Ye must sup the blood of Mithras.
Which is?
Wine. But there is much of it. Bring forth the sacred pint.
The sacred pint.
Wait, what? That's it? The first test is to drink a pint of wine?
Be warned, the wine is very dry.
But that's...
I think I'm gonna like it here after all. Initiate me, lads.
And how are you enjoying Rome, Your Majesty?
Ugh, you can drop all that Your Majesty stuff.
You don't like titles?
Only when they're used with respect. A commodity that seems in very short supply here.
But I do respect you very much.
Your husband doesn't share your opinion.
Ah, that.
Yes, that. Thanks to Mark, I've been insulted, embarrassed, accused of crimes I didn't commit, and had wildly inaccurate assumptions made about my sex life.
You mean the night where he
got his cock out? Yes. I realize I'm no expert in Roman custom, but that's not a sign of respect where I come from.
To be honest, this is what I wanted to see you about. To clear the air. Tabula rasa, a clean slate.
Thank you.
I can't speak Latin.
Mark is a man of passion. He cares deeply about a great many things, and he likes to take action swiftly, decisively.
Like stripping off at a meeting?
No. No, no.
Or accusing me of plotting against his best friend and the father of my child. That sort of thing?
No. What I'm saying is... another drink?
No.
Right. Well, you see, Mark has many talents. He's an excellent general. He inspires the men.
He was popular at the games.
Exactly. He's a born leader, no doubt about it. But he needs guidance now and then. Some counsel, some direction.
Some restraint.
That too.
And let me guess, that's where you come in?
Well, I don't like to boast, but I do enjoy pitching in.
How?
I'm sure your spies keep you up to date. Enough to know that unlike all the good Roman matrons in this room, I'm not content to sit by with the spinning and the weaving. I like to get my hands dirty.
I've heard rumors to that effect. Am I to take it they're true?
Why not stay and find out?
How about another drink?
I thought you'd never ask.
Give us another one.
Mark, you've had five already.
More sacramental wine. I'm going to bless everything here.
Brothers, our initiates have supped their sacred pints. This one has gone beyond the realm of duty.
Yeah, Mithras. Good lad.
While this one has applied himself to the sacred riddle. What has four legs, then has two legs, then has three legs.
A bull trying to do a handstand.
Correct!
Hail Mithras!
But before ye may join our number, ye must both finish the ceremony.
Finally.
Anything, mate. You're a diamond.
Take your places in the center. Now, brothers, strip them.
Do what?
What's happening?
Keep calm. It's just the hazing.
What does that mean?
Get blindfolded, hop over a candle, maybe some genital beating. Yep, there it is.
The final stage is upon us. Pass this test, and ye shall be a full-blooded member of our ranks. None shall ever refuse ye, whatsoever ye may ask of them.
Hear that? Whatsoever ye may ask. I told you, we'll be rich beyond our wildest dreams.
What does he mean? Full-blooded.
Bring out the sacrifices.
Oh.
Oh, no.
What's with these two? In rags and chains?
Initiation to the cult of Mithras shall be marked in blood.
You're taking the piss, right? Right?
Take the sacred blade. Use it. Deliver this sacrifice to the divine Mithras. And then will ye be blessed eternally.
Okay. Mark, quick sidebar.
Yeah. Do you mind? We just need a word.
Very well. But do not delay. Mithras demands blood.
False. I did not have the prelate of Macedon assassinated. I had the governor assassinated instead. Ooh, your turn.
Okay. I dragged my first husband's bloody corpse through the streets and threw it on the steps of his enemy's house. True or false?
Oh, true. No. False.
It's true.
Get out! That's cold!
Good times. Actually, terrible times. But it did whip up a mob against the man that killed him. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Well, I would, because I literally did.
My first husband died too.
I'm sorry.
Ugh, don't be. He was an odious little brat. Most younger brothers are.
I hear your second one's none too clever these days either.
And what precisely have you heard?
About Ptolemy? Well, I know he isn't in Egypt and he isn't here with you. So I suppose you must have lost him on the journey. How very careless of you.
I am never careless. One can't afford to be if one grows up with two brothers and two sisters doing whatever they can to marry or murder you.
You've sobered up.
My dear, I was never drunk. I told the slave to bring me grape juice, or I'd feed him to a crocodile.
There are no crocodiles in Rome.
Then I'll take him back to Egypt for the purpose. Only a fool gets intoxicated with one's enemies.
Banging that drum again, are we? You know, my first husband, Clodius, was a revolutionary. His death was unlucky. But when he died, I kept the money and the connections.
You're being very open.
You'd find out some other way. Why not hear it from me? I have informants from here to Parthia, and men who will do far worse if I tell them to. In short, I am a useful person to know.
For instance?
Well, I can't grant you any land, and the King of Judea is a pretty tall order, but I'm told the governor of Cyprus is causing you trouble.
I admit, he is a nuisance.
He won't be anymore. I can see to it discreetly. He won't trouble you or anyone else ever again.
Why would you do this?
Call it a goodwill gesture. A sign that I'm open for business. To the right friends.
Thank you, Fulvia. I'll bear that in mind. If only your husband would be as cooperative.
Well, he will be. Give him time. This is only the beginning.
Mate, we're not really going to do this, are we?
I don't know. It's complicated.
What's complicated about sticking a dagger in somebody's neck?
Are ye all right over there?
Yes, won't be long.
Look, these people can help us.
Sacrificing animals is one thing, but people? That's barbaric.
All our money troubles at an end. Our soldiers paid off. We could finally get on with the business of actually ruling this place.
So you're saying yes?
I'm saying... we must do what's best for Rome.
You'd better be right about this. Ebius, give me the blade.
Let it be done.
What's your name, son?
Please, have mercy.
Your name?
Publius, sir.
Publius. Hold still. This will be quick.
You cut my bonds.
Off you go, fast as you can.
Sir, thank you. The gods smile on you.
Ye have defied us.
Is this what Rome stands for? No! Kill a man in battle with a sword in his hand. Spill blood defending your people. That is Roman. But this, to kill a man cowering in bonds, it is base, it is cowardly, and it is un-Roman. And it shall not be done in my name, nor in Rome's. Good night, gentlemen.
He hasn't got any clothes on.
Yes, well, the rites of Mithras are not for all. Only an elite few may be welcomed into the Stygian circle. And we still have one acolyte who would pledge himself.
Yes, about that.
Unless he is not worthy of Mithras and his riches.
Fine. Give me the knife.
Please. Please.
I'm sorry about this, I am. But if it's any consolation... you're doing it for Rome.
But, sir...
could you close your eyes? All right. All right. Apollo, in your wisdom, guide me. Let my hand be true. Let this prove the right path. Now. Did somebody just throw a tomato at me?
Yes.
Why?
Because you passed. Boys, give a round to our newest member.
You mean no sacrifice?
No, we left all that stuff behind in the Bronze Age. Can you imagine if we still went for it? I'm sorry for the song and dance, but we had to make sure you were serious. The time wasters we get in here.
I see.
And let's give it up for Publius and Sylvia. Didn't they do well?
Thanks, Ebrius.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Sorry, who are you?
Oh, they're just friends of ours. They do this for kicks. It keeps their marriage spicy. I don't ask.
No, right.
Well then, I think we've got a new member to toast. Party! Oh, let me introduce you to the Pater.
The Pater?
Yeah. He's the head of our little gang. He slipped in just before the sacrifices. That's him over there.
That cloaked, hooded, silent figure presiding over the revels with grim authority.
Yeah, real party animal. Look sharp, he's coming over. Watcher, Pater, or the man, the myth, the hangover. How's it hanging?
You may leave us.
Sure, no worries. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Well, hey!
Holy Pater of the Divine Mithras, I want to say what an honour it is.
Lighten up, Gaius. It's meant to be a party.
Octavia, you're the Pater.
Shh, yes. Just be chill, all right? They don't know who I am, and it'd be so boring to explain it.
You're the head of a mysterious cult? For how long?
A couple of years now. They weren't hard to find. They're thick as planks, but they have good wine.
You could have saved me a lot of bother.
Well, if you'd told me what you were trying to do...
All right. This changes nothing. I'm still a new member.
Yes, you are. When do you want to host your inaugural banquet?
What? Host it?
Yeah. Standard policy. All this booze has to come from somewhere.
What does that mean?
They're flat broke. Always have been. I could have told you that.
But their reputation, riches.
Yep. That's the legend that suckers in new members like you. And each new member picks up the tab.
So...
until we get another new member, all the drinks are on you.
Oh, wonderful. Just great.
Gaius?
What?
Back there, the sacrifice, if it hadn't been fake, well, you weren't really going to...
No! No, of course not. I would never. No. I would never.
And two dormice. That'll be a couple of bronzes, love.
Here, have a drachma. It's gold.
Oh, thanks.
You really should let me pay.
No, you can get it next time.
Good. There's nothing like a baked dormouse dipped in honey.
Crunchy.
Far be it from me to ruin a good night with more shop talk, but...
Am I going to give Mark another chance? I'll give it some thought.
He has hidden depths.
Perhaps. Though I do wonder why someone of your talents needs him at all. Forgive a blunt question.
My second husband was a man called Curio. Within a year of our marriage, he was elected tribune and Julius Caesar's right-hand man, thanks to me. And if he hadn't died in battle, we'd have got much further.
I don't doubt it.
But with Mark, there's no limit to what we can achieve. We're leading the Republic. I haven't even begun to flex these muscles. The people love him. He's handsome, he's brave, he's fun, and he's...
walking naked down the street.
To be in their gang anyway.
Mark?
Hello. Hey, you look very much like my wife. She's got the most beautiful skin.
Oh!
Yeah, just like that. I'd better get home or she'll be wondering where I am. Enjoy your evening, ladies.
Well,
so he gets his cock out in front of everyone, does he? I'm glad it wasn't just me. Do you need to follow him?
No, let him walk it off.
I must say, it's been a treat to spend time with you at last. The night's flown by. Shame it has to end, really.
I'd invite you back to our place, but we'd only be disturbed.
Yes, and there's Lepidus at mine.
I mean, we could always find a hotel and book a room.
Oh, yes. Good idea. Let's do that.
Great.
I never mix pleasure with business, but I do enjoy it afterwards.
Your Majesty, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by David K. Barnes and directed by Amani Zardoz. This episode was written by Rafaela Marcus. It was edited by Nico Vitese, Laurie Ann Davis, Catherine Seaton, and Catherine Rinella, with scoring by Sam Jones. Today's episode features Kazim Tosin Amore, Harry Roebuck, Lara Sawalha, Sarah Lambie, Beth Eyre, and Sarah Aga. Cry Havoc, Ask Questions Later is produced by Natalie Winter, Catherine Lindemann, and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.